Over 40 in Vancouver, episode number 11.
With Roland Tanglo and Dale McGladrey.
Roland, that's me. Da bin ich, as the Germans say. We're going to talk about Android.
I think we're over-modulating horribly here.
Over-modulating. We're going to talk about Android?
Android.
What do you think about Android?
I like the concept of Android. Some of the implementation of Android has annoyed me greatly.
You're one of these vast number of people stuck on Android 2.x.
Yeah.
What is it, 2.1?
Well, I mean, it's my own fault.
You have a keyboard Android.
I have an old phone. I really like it, but every time I go to look at upgrading the phone, I get caught in the hopeless mire of the Canadian telecom industry. I basically get so pissed off that I just have to walk away in disgust. So the disgust has outweighed getting the new phone.
When did you get the phone?
3 years ago, I think. 4 years ago?
3 years ago, yeah. That was when the Canadian mobile carriers were still stuck in Finland, 1998.
I got my phone when Wind and Mobilicity.
Exactly. So Finland, 1998, 2006.
But I've done little checks at least three times since then and kind of walked away. But now I need a new phone.
Our carriers have basically got to the level of where the U.S. and European carriers were five years ago. So we're only 5 years behind now.
Only. But we were talking about Android. So
I mention this, Dale.
Okay.
I'm a support coordinator for Firefox for Android. So imagine a world where Android was everywhere and there was no other competition.
That's a scary world.
That's kind of like Windows was in 1998.
Yeah.
And look what happened to Windows.
Well,
Windows 10 will continue Microsoft's march to irrelevance. Just like mainframes and IBM are relevant to somebody. To the tunes of billions of dollars, but not really an influential voice. That's what I think is going to happen with Android. Which version of Android, I don't know. We have the Chinese Android with no Google Play. We have the Google Play Android, and then we have these like superficial customizations from HTC and Samsung. And we have Cyanogen Mod, soon to have Oxygen. There's a lot of things in play. What do you think is going to happen? Let's put on our pundit hat, our really wrong pundit hat, our really bad pundit hat.
I have no idea what's going to happen. I mean, the thing that I like about Android is it stands at least in some competition to Apple. So yeah. That, like you say, we don't have the total monopoly on either side. I think Google has played an interesting game of trying to bring out something open and then done the classic kind of closing it off by controlling the important components, and there's definitely been pushback against that. Some of the things that they've chosen, like the Java, aren't programmer-friendly, arguably. I know that's arguable.
Objective-C isn't programmer-friendly. Swift,
yeah,
I guess, is
well,
better.
And that's the Apple side. It's kind of ugly. And closed in. Google's more open, arguably. So the whole app market thing. And really, I mean, that's what it comes down to, right? Is how functional people find it with the apps.
So you think it's about apps? It's not about fashion?
I think it's more about apps.
I think I like to think of myself as a more nuanced thinker, who's usually wrong, by the way. But I think what Apple has shown is that it is the experience. So it's the feel of the hardware. It's the feel of the buttons. It's the transitions. It's the software. And I think that's why Apple will survive, at least given its current configuration.
Well, and the important thing with that is that the software and the hardware meld together in that experience. And that's something that Android has been hard-pressed to reproduce. Because they don't have control of both.
I'm using the S6 Edge. That's part of work. And it's pretty good. It feels great. It feels like an iPhone with curved edges. And it's super light compared to my iPhone 6 Plus. But I guess I'm not comparing here, or apples to apples here, because iPhone 6 Plus would be more like a Note 4, like their phablets. So here's my prediction. I think Android will be around. I think we're going to see some dark horse emerge from China or wherever. Someone's got to do better than Android and Apple, or at least give them some sort of thing to copy from. And I don't know what's going to happen with the Chinese and other forks of Android without Google Play.
There's that, and then there's the whole wearable thing. And the whole portable computer thing. Like, arguably, what we're seeing with the cell phones was really a mobile computer app that could talk over the airwaves. Will we see other forms of that?
Yes.
I think so, too.
Yes, and...
And you could conceivably then divorce the peripherals from the actual thing that does the telecommunications.
I think you'll always have something like
a phone. You always need a screen.
And you'll always have something like a watch. Some people only have the phone. And, you know, some people only have the watch, but I think, or something like it, wearable. But I think those people will be a minority. I think the phone makes sense until we have surgical implants for Bluetooth headsets or whatever.
The fact that the phones kept shrinking until we could do internet on them, and now they're growing again, shows the importance of the screen.
Yep.
And where that's going to go with some of the flexible technologies and stuff, I don't know.
I think the voice thing will happen. I think we'll have more gestures. I think we'll have 3D stuff. This VR, AR.
Well, and the whole, some workable form of like Google Glass wearable glasses for screens as well.
Yeah. When you bought your Android back in whenever it was, 2006 or 7, did you think it would be as big as it is today?
No.
This is pre-iPhone or post-iPhone?
Oh, this is way post-iPhone.
So it's 2008 then.
Yeah, I mean, it's 2015, so it was...
Yeah.
It was probably more like 2012 or 2011.
Did you think the smartphone thing was like a fad at that point?
Oh, no.
No.
No, no. It was clear.
Yeah.
What continues to surprise me is how much money people will pay.
So how do you beat Google and Apple? How would a dark horse beat Google and Apple?
I don't think you could.
I think you could. You start from the ground up with superior materials. This is the hard part. Apple,
no, but the thing is they evolve. And that's, I mean, yeah. Maybe Apple now will...
You start with an infrastructure that's not Linux. That's secure, based on Rust or some other secure language. It's not subject to attack. And you build up a superior user experience safely, one layer at a time.
But that's not the way it happens. It never happens that way.
Come on. It always happens that way. Small team.
It's always an evolution.
Maybe it'll be Google. Maybe Google will eat itself. Maybe Google will start in a garage at their Department X or Z or their secret, super secret thing, the one with the balloons, Project Loon. And the one with the self-driving cars came out of that place. Maybe they'll start there. Or maybe Apple has a Skunk Works. I really think there's still plenty of room for innovation. I think this is not the be-all, end-all. A slab of glass with a touch screen.
Well, I agree with that. I completely agree with that.
But with a screen? No.
Historically, the bigs have swallowed up the good ideas.
And Linux?
And subsumed them.
1970 technology based on Unix.
Which is why I think they'll be around.
Oh, I'm not saying they're going to go around. Just like we still have mainframes.
Yeah, and they still have a purpose.
So I guess I'm predicting the demise of Unix starts now. Windows demise has already started. Windows demise started as soon as they didn't open source or they didn't be developer friendly, and they basically listened to their customers, the OEMs, as opposed to the customers as being human beings. That's when the Windows decline started. So. All right. Well, so what's your next upgrade? What are you looking at? I think it's time for an upgrade. Your Android
I'm actually device. Looking at a S5 or an S6. I think
the S6 you might want. I don't know if you want this funky curved edge. You don't want to pay the extra monies.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I want the edge or not.
I put a case on it, but I kind of like it.
I was going to ask you if that.
And this is what's that called again?
OnePlus One.
The OnePlus One, and you paid what? $300 for it?
$400,
and it's an affordable. Competitive alternative to the flagships. And unlocked, right?
Yes.
Bring your own carrier?
CyanogenMod.
And running CyanogenMod, which has a toggle. That's what you should get, Dale. Are they introducing a new model? Anyways, we gotta go. But I'm predicting the decline of Unix and Linux and a revolution from an upstart using functional programming or Rust or something.
I hope you're right.
Give me 10 years.
I hope you're right. I fear you're not.
From Archive by Awesome Revolver Coffee, I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Ciao, cheers.